Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Gail Ferreira is here. Gail is Dr. Gail Ferreira. She's the author of the Leading the Agile Enterprise. She's an advisor and visiting professor at the MBA Technology Leadership Program at DeVry University. And she's here to talk to us about how you and I can avoid becoming roadkill on the digital superhighway. Gail, welcome to the show.
Yes. Hi, Jim. Great to be here.
It's good to have you here. So the 20th century, you know, was kind of a slow plodding along century. We built a lot of good stuff and everybody knew what the rules were and everybody was happy. And it was a different time. Today in the 21st century, the digital age is kicking into overdrive. Things are moving a lot faster, and if you aren't prepared for that pace, for that speed, you are going to get run over, aren't you?
Oh, definitely. You're going to become roadkill on the digital highway for sure.
So all right, so I gave you my little analysis of how things are. What do you think? How do you see things out there today?
Well, that's a great question, Jim. It's not necessarily just about the technology, but a lot of it is about the people and culture of organizations. So if they're not really ready to accept or digest a new technology, then you're going to have multiple problems when you're putting in new technologies in organizations. And I see this time and time again when I work on digital transformations for some of my larger clients is that if the culture is not ready for this change, then you're going to have a huge disruption, and it doesn't matter how great the technology is. If the people at your organization cannot implement it, then you're going to have issues.
Well, this is one of the things that we talk a lot about on the show here is having an innovative culture, because you know there was a time back mentioning the 20th century again. I remember when I was a pup. We could develop a strategy, and we could dine out on it for a couple of 3 years. Today, a strategy might be, you know, obsolete in 90 days, not 2 or 3 years. And so that kind of pace requires us not to be innovative, but to lead with innovation, have a culture that where every day you wake up and you've got to think about being innovative, even if you don't break everything and start over again. We're not talking about that. We're just talking about always making adjustments, right?
That's correct. Yes. The 3-year strategy plans are definitely a thing of the past. Companies are now using methods like lean startup, where you quickly experiment on an idea and then decide whether it's good or bad, toss it out, learn from your mistake, and move on. So it's becoming very quick in terms of coming up with new ideas, trying them out. If they don't fit, then throw them out. So.
Well, you may remember when a company brought in a new computer system. You know, it was a big box back in the corner, and everybody's all the interfaces changed, and we all had to learn new stuff. Blah blah blah. And when we learned it, then we fell in love with it, and it was like the beast that powered all of us. Well, today, those things are in the magic wand in your hand, aren't they?
That's true. Yes, in the past, when you came up with a new technology or a new computer and brought it in the building, everybody looked at it with trepidation. But after a while, and if they had the proper training, then it was better than sliced bread.
And now that's an updated app on your smartphone, isn't it?
It's an updated app on your smartphone, and then you learn how to use it on your smartphone with a video from YouTube. Mm-hmm. So it's all changed in terms of how things are now delivered and presented to people.
Are you surprised that here we are on the threshold of the third decade of the 21st century, well into the digital age? Are you surprised that there's still organizations out there that are so hidebound technologically, innovatively?
I'm not surprised, really. There's always a mix of different blends of technology from organizations, and some of it depends on geography. Some of it depends on the culture of the organization. If it's a very conservative organization, they might be very slow to change in general with everything, including technology. So it doesn't surprise me at all. But the
innovation, the pace of the marketplace is agnostic as to whether you're prepared or not, whether your organization. I mean, you've got to go to market in the marketplace. And if the marketplace
That's
is
true.
Requiring you to step up your pace and you don't because you've got this, you know, you've got this recalcitrance on the part of your organization, well, that's what's called a Tyrannosaurus Rex, right? They're about to become extinct.
That's true. And that's what Clayton Christensen wrote about in terms of to innovate or die. If you don't continually look at your organization and come up with not only new products, but new ways of running your organization, then you will become extinct. And an interesting statistic is the landscape of the Fortune 50 or the roster has changed completely in the last 10 years. So now we have companies like Facebook, Google, Netflix, all at the top, and they've jousted out people that were there for long periods of time, like GE and things like that.
GE and Kodak and Xerox.
Even
IBM, right?
Right. But the surprising statistic about that is it's going to get even faster now that it's been, you know, adjusted in the last 10 or 15 years. The next change is going to take place in 5 years. So Facebook will probably be thrown out. Who knows what's going to be in there next? Maybe it's Instagram. Maybe it's someone else. But Facebook will probably become passe in the next 5 years.
What I'm trying to help small business owners understand is what you and I are describing is a world-class marathon that's being led by those companies you mentioned. But what I'm trying to help them understand, small businesses understand, is we don't have to win that race. We can leave that to the big guys, but our customers, our prospects, do expect us to recognize us as being a participant in that race with some level of capability. What do you think, real quick, and then we'll go to a break. I get you to comment more after the break. What do you think?
I do agree. I do think that the customers need to participate in the race. They need to be up to date with what these organizations are doing, what types of things they're coming out with, and really keep up on some of the latest magazines and digital portals such as CIO.com.
When we come back, will you talk to us about what an agile organization is, an agile enterprise is?
I'd love to.
Quick break, right back with Dr. Gail Ferreira, ladies and gentlemen. Her book is called Leading the Agile Enterprise. I'm Jim Blassinger.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.